Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking BeefBasis.com with Dr. Glenn Tonzer in just a moment.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
It's a great management tool that can help you whether you're buying or selling calves. We're talking about BeefBasis.com. It's administered by Dr. Glenn Tonzer, K-State Livestock Market Economist, and he says whether you're buying or selling stockers, it makes a lot of sense to use this tool to help you calculate the potential return on an animal.
I like to use this resource, A, as it's a way to pull in feeder cattle futures market information coupled with different weight classes around the country. And again, it's not just for Kansas. I'm a bit of a commercial for this, but I think it's a very good resource. So I'm looking out to the middle of September, kind of the earliest when we'll have those weaned calves come out. You could do this again for October, November on your own. But when I pull these numbers together over the weekend, the projections for September 14th, so I'm just picking the middle of the month, 550-pound steer, Salina, Kansas market's the one I'm using, are for $156 per hundredweight. That is basically reflecting the September feeder cattle contract was trading at 144, and beefbasis.com is projecting a basis of positive 12 bucks. So the math is basis plus futures gives you that cash price. If you are a stocker operator, you can use the same resource to say you're going to purchase that 550-pounder in the middle of September, and you're looking out to maybe a middle March sale. So I'm going further out in this example, and let's say you're up at 200 pounds on over that period. If you do that, you're putting on a little over a pound a day, so average daily gain of 1.09 pounds narrowly. The value of gain that's projected from this tool, which is coming from the futures market, is $54 per hundredweight.
Now, that's a very lackluster value of gain. But Dr. Tonzer says if you play with the numbers and, say, delay the purchase of that animal by a month, things look better.
Let's say instead of doing a September to March, you do an October to April horizon. So I'm just doing this what if, should I wait a month to buy? That's the only reason I'm doing is give some context to this. If you do that and you delay this entire adding of 200 pounds over 6 months for another month, the value gain actually goes up to 72 bucks. Now, none of that's guaranteed. Those are both projections on what you're going to pay in October and what you get in April. But I'm trying to give some credence to the fact that if you're a stocker operator, there's some clear signals to wait. It also kind of tells me there may be some incentives in the market to pull down those September prices relative to October and November as we get closer to that, because the September ones are at a premium. Basically, more and more calves are expected to show up in October, November. That's depressing those prices. But we may actually have some people that choose, right, to change their bidding behavior if they're a stocker operator that will influence that September, October, September, November spread in feeder cattle prices. That's the real, you know, in the weeds reason I'm highlighting this is for individual decision making to cattle producers. Bigger picture, I encourage whether you're a cow, calf, or a stocker operator to use this beefbasis.com resource to update these points of information on.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer talking about beefbasis.com, a great resource for cattle producers to be looking at in order to make decisions about timing on buying and selling those stocker cattle. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.